And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wiley Post. You've heard some of my commentaries here on WCHL about our General Assembly in Raleigh on the crazy bills that have been voted on and signed by our governor. Pat McCrory has gutted unemployment benefits by 36% while giving his cabinet members, campaign donors, and paid election workers an 8% raise, telling us that this would attract the best and brightest to run our state. We have seen this divide and conquer strategy used in other states, turning the public against our teachers, and it works. Requiring unfunded criminal background checks and drug testing on the unemployed without a jobs bill even being drawn up by a single committee, the House is prepared to end a state tax credit for low-income working families while repealing the estate tax that would benefit only 123 people. You heard that right, only 123 individuals in the whole state of North Carolina, and raises the taxes on almost a million in our state. This alone will cost us $52 million. Attacking the college students who want to vote here in Orange County where they live and pay taxes and not where their parents live. Passing a voter ID bill that will cost us up to $18 million to fund to defeat the problem of in-person voter fraud that can't be found. Just when you thought you had seen it all and nothing else would be worse, you think I'm being silly? Just try keeping up with a crazy train that's in Raleigh. This is Wiley Post.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.